13th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Hey, we are starting a new melacha called Sod, trapping. The issue of trapping, the Raisa, is only on something which is normally trapped. And it's also transforming or transferring a creature from being in the wild, not under your control, to be totally under your control. That's basically the definition of the melacha. Based on that, we will see various conditions and situations. Are you doing that? Sod people amigdol. The tefillah bayis chayis. If you catch a bird and you put it into this cage, you're chayis. If you put a deer into a house, you're chayis. If you put a bird into a house, you're not chayis because it's still out of your control. It's fly all over the place. Yeah. Whereas the deer, once it's in your house, you don't have to run after it. You'll catch it right away. They say tefillah and migdol. They agree that tefillah is also the size of it is if you put it into this cage, but in larger area it's not considered trapping with the raisa. A tzvi is not only if you put it into a house, but also if you put it into your courtyard or you put it in some type of corral, which they kept animals. They felt that as long as it's in a situation even if it's bigger than a house, that you don't have to run after it to catch it, that is good enough to be considered tzvi with the raisa. They said not every one of these corrals, these open areas that are fenced in, are have the same din. If they're very large, then it's still not considered trapped because they can run around. If it's something that you have to run after it to catch it, then you are poser because it's not yet trapped. If somebody could just jump and catch it without having to run after it because it's in such a small area, then that is considered fully trapped, and it's, you're open to the right.